I'm here, Liz. It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Good morning. Dr. Carol, in the other room? Pardon me? Carol's in the other room from me.
Oh, she is.
She's at my house.
In California. Yay.
Okay.
Well, we're certainly excited about our advanced lifestyle calls, aren't we? I'm going to get my little headset here hooked up. You guys can hear me all right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Great to hear you on the call, too.
Going to have to run off to work, but I'm recording it again, so because of the new information, so it's on the web.
Okay. That's great information.
So have a great day, all.
Okay, thanks a lot. Pardon me, have a great day. Okay, you too. Thanks. All right, do we have anybody here who is giving points? I'm going to give my 9. This is Mary Lou. I had 9 for yesterday.
I had a 10 yesterday, Mary Lou. This is Monty.
Hey, good morning, Monty. Great.
Good morning.
Great. We did a presentation last night in Seattle, and we were taken to dinner, and I think there was, in fact, I know there was some dairy snuck into my my dinner. Unbeknownst to me, we ate at an Italian restaurant. I thought I picked the best thing, but my inside certainly did let me know that there was, it was not obvious, but there had to have been some dairy. So anyway, well, good morning, everybody. Before we get started, I would like to talk about, just welcome all of you and tell you that the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you hear today are a part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. And attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything that you learned, please pass on the call number and the times to others. And thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. It's really, really important that if you find this information helpful, that you pass it on. Okay, I want to welcome all of you again, and we have a lot of people on here this morning, but Carol, I understand, I heard Carol Guth is here with us today, and I don't think you are every day, are you, Carol?
You're right. I don't, back to last week, I haven't even had good cell service, so I couldn't do it.
You didn't have good cell service because you're out there living your Niken life and traveling, huh?
It's funny. I was in the mountains.
Oh, you were. You were. Well, we certainly want to thank you for your participation in this, in our advanced lifestyle thing, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you on board. And yesterday, I know you've read the book, and yesterday we were talking about different things that jumped out at many of us that are reading the China Study book, and I really would like to give some of the rest of you that are reading the book the opportunity to share a big ahas out of that book as well. And so I thought it'd be kind of nice, knowing Carol is here, if you could validate some of the things or what was really impressive to you, what jumped out at you when you started reading the book? Did I put you on the spot, Carol?
Well, yeah, because I haven't even finished reading the book yet. I've been on the road since I've gotten the book.
Oh, okay.
But certainly, the way I feel. So I know that there are certain aspects to it that have been a great part of my life, but it makes sense. When you analyze that the health of our nation is changing, we got to analyze why. And certainly, when it cancer incidence is increasing, and we're eating more and more animal fat and food and protein, that there has to be a role. So I'm impressed by it. I put it that way. So I'll learn more as I read more.
Okay. Yeah, that and as I mentioned on the call earlier, when I got my nose into the book and started reading it, I went through I want to say a detox or a cleansing or nicer put, I think a healing crisis, and actually one of them lasted about 3 days. If I had not been reading that book, I probably would have thought, this isn't working for me. But I had my nose in that book, and it was almost like I could not put it down. So I'm beginning it now for the second time. It was funny because when I started reading it the first time, I started highlighting, and there was so much information. I was highlighting everything, and I thought, I'll never get through this book if I keep highlighting. So I stopped highlighting, started putting stickums in the pages, but it is absolutely amazing information, and the study is huge. So
there's no bigger study that you'll find anywhere, and the bigger the study, of course, the more valid it is. And it blows my mind to see such a big study and the detail that they went to document everything.
Right, and
it's really an incredible study.
And it lasted for many, many years. I mean, it's just, there was the China study, and that's where Colin Campbell took off from there and really started doing studies of his own and checking, other with all these other countries and so forth. So, I mean, it's the China study is where it started. That's what I think brought his attention to it. And he being a farm boy too, so he was pretty amazed at his findings as well. And I have to agree with you 100%. It certainly makes a lot of sense as I'm reading it. Now, we've been eating this way for, I think, close to 6 weeks now, and we feel wonderful. I mean, and the scale is moving in the right direction. Many of you know that I was really struggling with that and feeling pretty badly about it because here I am every Thursday morning on this call and doing all the things I was supposed to be doing and was pretty frustrated. So whatever, this is working and I am thrilled. So anybody else, would anybody else? Carol, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I've got to read first.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you being on. Are you there? Are you guys there? I think
I'm here too.
Yeah,
Mary Lou.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Char.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking what I had yesterday, but also I was thinking about what you said when you said, you hate to be on the call and still having issues that you struggle with, and mine was a little bit different. My issue I struggled with is I still really had that sweet tooth, and I have to tell you, I went after it. Of course, you heard me talk about chocolate, so I was admitting to it. And boy, I'll tell you now, when I get that same food in, I'm not having that same issue. I figured it was just a natural thing because I grew up with it, so I was going to have to put up with it my whole life and just, beat it down. And now I don't think about it. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Could you tell us again what it was, Char?
Just craving for sweets, but I usually satisfied it with chocolate, and that's why I said I teased about, I got my chocolate fix. I've made it healthy. Yeah. Well, it's healthier not to have it, obviously. And, I won't say I've not had it at all, but maybe 3-4 times in 6-8 weeks instead of, probably every other day at the least.
Are you getting, like, vegan chocolate?
No, I'm not. I know. I'm just not using it. Oh, you mean the three or four times I did? No, I didn't go out and buy any more. I didn't think I needed to. And I picked up some. I picked up some carob that I will use in a couple of healthy treats, which, you know, I could have gotten by with, but it really didn't do the taste of it. And now it's so sparse that, you know, I don't think about it. No, I haven't even thought about buying anything. So that's one that I think is, for me, the real accomplishment. Now, the times that I thought about it is when I was overly tired. Well, now my body's shutting down, as you've heard me say, and I don't get overly tired. So... like I was before. I'm ready to quit. My mental frame has to be different. I haven't been thinking about that part of it because I never thought about, you know, increasing my sleep that much, just if I could get, you know, to something a little bit more regular. But anyway, so, and Danny is just, I don't want to take away his thunder when he gets to be on the call. He's still down at the coast, but he has just had so many things. Energy, the way his whole body is functioning, and I can see it because he's willing to do exercise now, which he was not because he didn't feel good enough. You know, you don't complain about it, but just not good enough to want to do it.
Well, those are very similar things that are going around here. Larry mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday on the call when you said how your body is shutting down easier. Larry looked at me and he said, I fall asleep a lot easier now. He said, you know, we've been getting wonderful sleep, of course, for years on our NECAN sleep system, but his body doesn't shut down as quickly as mine does, I guess. And but he said, oh, I go to sleep a lot faster, you know. So there is something to that. Your body, and we've learned a lot to listen to our body, haven't we?
You know, Mary Lou, I guess an easy way of saying it, because I don't want to ever downplay the importance of the products that we have by any means or the incredible results they've given us.
Uh-huh.
But when we add another product, often we say, well, we took it to another level or
uh-huh.
this happened. And that's all we're doing here. We're just taking it to another level, seeing greater results. Does anybody, or is this interrupting your routine?
No.
I was going to say that. Did you do that cabbage salad yesterday?
I did not, Char.
Okay, I did. So if you want to report on it, if you guys have a pencil, this has got to be one of the easiest ones, and it's out of a different book. So, and I don't want you to go thinking about it. It's a spendy book, and I got it for a birthday present, so. It wasn't a birthday, it was a Mother's Day when the kids gave me a certificate. Anyway, it's called Zen, Z-E-N, cabbage salad. It makes its own dressing. So I'll give it to you for what I would call a two-person if you want a small side salad, and maybe that would be a good way to start out. That was my idea. So you see if you like it. So you have 2 cups of green cabbage, and you need to do this before you start the rest of the meal, and that's simply, I chopped it in about 1.5-inch squares, just stacked the leaves on top of each other and went both ways, so it was really fast. And you sprinkle it with 1 teaspoon of salt, and for about probably 90 seconds.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Let me see. Somewhere else in a bad spot. Could you start, Dick? Okay, are you there?
Okay, I'm here, yeah. If you have to start private, I'm on the...
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay. Are you there now? Char?
She was not on the post coach, Mary Lou.
Oh,
Char was.
Okay.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
I'll run down and get, well, maybe it's going to clear.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, we'll pick it up.
Okay, thanks. Well, we're anxious to hear about Char's salad. Thanks, Monty. How did you know that I did that?
I'm on the host code.
Okay. Well, if it's another individual, they can star 6 and mute themselves.
Yeah, you might have everybody that's on the call that's speaking now for star 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, I tried to start 5 and lost her. Okay.
I'm on.
Is that your phone?
I don't think so.
Are you on hold now with the phone?
Yeah, I am.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay. So.
All right.
I'm here. You want me to finish?
Yes, please. Okay. A teaspoon of salt. 2 cups of green cabbage chopped.
A teaspoon of salt sprinkled over the top of it, and then what they call massage. Just work it like you're squeezing it, breaking it up, you're bruising it, so the salt activates the natural juices in the cabbage. And this was new for me. I've never done that before, but like I said, I didn't do it for more than 90 seconds. Let it set then for 10 minutes. Okay, so that's easy. And then all you do is add the remaining, and it can set there a little longer. It doesn't matter. You're putting the rest of your stuff together anyway, whatever else you're going to have for dinner. Then all you do is put, I would cut it down to 1 teaspoon of sesame oil. There was too much oil in there. So I would try 1 teaspoon of sesame oil and then 1 teaspoon of lemon juice and 1/4 cup of sesame seeds over it. And that's it. Stir it around. You got your salad. And it was wonderful. Now, I like cabbage. You can do it with other things, and there's other recipes in here that have a few more ingredients in them. And what started me on this one was I was looking for recipes that included kale, because kale is so rich in calcium, as well as it's a good protein source also. The stronger, darker vegetables are always your healthier ones. So I'm just on a binge to go find those things. And then I want to tell you something really quick that I learned when I stopped at a new nursery that I've just befriended the people there, because I love what they've got, picking up things for my garden. And that was a new raw ingredient for your salad, Mary Lou.
Oh.
If you can get the right kind of corn right now, I'll find out the name of it. She has a little produce stand and a nursery, and the produce was the best, smelled the best. You could smell it when you walked near it. And it was covered, but so it wasn't in the sun. And she said, this corn is picked in Southern California before we can get corn on here locally, because they raise their own corn and bring it into the stand. And it started with a B, and I don't even know what part of California. It was Southern California, but I don't know exactly where it was. And she said, when they pick it in the field, they put it on ice. They have the trucks with the ice that the corn is placed on to preserve the flavor. You know, corn, if it's left set, turns to starch,
right,
and it loses that sweetness very quickly. And so my father-in-law always said, you pick it and put it in the pot if you have the option of doing that. You don't wait, you know, a half hour. It's the last thing you pick and throw in the pot before when you're doing your dinner. And so this gal was saying to the owner, she said, I don't know whether I'm cooking my corn too long. How long do you cook it? And her answer was, I don't. She says,
oh, wow.
I haven't cooked corn for so long. So I said, give me an ear of that. She had white and she had yellow. And I said, which do you prefer? And she says, I prefer the yellow. And by my standards, the kernels were very developed, and we like the kernels when it's they're a lot smaller. Jenny doesn't like it when it's full because it doesn't have that same flavor. And this was so incredible. I cut off about a fourth of the ear and had it with my cabbage salad, and that was my lunch, period. So it was great. Absolutely.
Yum.
A treat. And so if you can get it really fresh and really sweet, try eating it just raw, because I chewed on raw corn. That's not been a big deal, but to sit down and actually eat a piece of raw corn on the cob, I've never done that. And, of course, we've stayed away from it for the last 5 years, so I will still do it in moderation, of course. But anyway, that was fun.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Char. The recipe, the cabbage salad. I just didn't get over to the store to get my cabbage yesterday. Like, I really needed to add another thing, but that sounds delicious.
It was great.
So it's kind of an oriental, I would say an oriental flavor. Great. Does anybody else have want to share what you're eating for lunch or for dinner?
Yeah, I ran across a real recipe that I really like. It's called a potato rice medley, and pretty well much I can run through the recipe real quick. It's basically one medium onion chopped, one half chopped red bell pepper, a half a cup of sliced mushrooms, a half a cup
Slow
of fresh
down.
Frozen corn. Pardon?
Slow down. Trying to write.
Jeez, we'll be at the end of the half hour. Go ahead, Char. I'm sorry.
No, go for it. Go for it, Mike.
Okay, I'll start. Go back up to the red bell pepper. A half a cup of chopped red bell pepper. A half a cup of sliced mushrooms. A half a cup of fresh or frozen corn kernels. Two large white potatoes cooked, peeled, and chopped. One cup of cooked brown rice, and that is prepared before, of course. One tablespoon of soy sauce and one tablespoon of chopped fresh basil. Or one teaspoon of dried basil. And Mom and I just absolutely loved it. And it took about 15 minutes to pretty well much preparation time and only about 15 minutes to cook it, which I really enjoyed.
Wow.
And my blood sugars after having that 2 hours later was 127, which is very, very good for having that kind of a meal for me. And then 2 hours after that, it had dropped back down below 100.
Wow.
I'm absolutely amazed at the carbohydrates that I can now put in my body that I couldn't put in before, that I'm not getting the reaction that I am now. And the two things that I have taken out of my meals is flesh protein and anything dairy. But I'm not getting those fluctuation swings that I used to get if I would have sat down and had that meal. And I don't know, maybe it's just my body is over being on lifestyle and doing whatever in regards to my insulin has really come to bear, which it really did. You know, I've pretty well much been able to totally come off insulin. And I was just amazed at that.
Yeah, I am amazed at it too. How about you, Char?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I just want that recipe, so I will put it out if you'll send me just the. You don't have to say how to mix it, obviously. I'll figure that. Put that down, but I'll put it out there. But I still couldn't write that fast. Sorry, Mom.
No, I couldn't either. But it did sound delicious.
And did you have anything else with that? That was the other thing I wanted to ask you.
Monty, did
yes,
you have anything?
Yes, I had a dinner salad. Pretty much nothing more than romaine, main lettuce, and salad dressing with absolutely no oil salad dressing.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Very good.
And the salad was about the size of a dinner that you'd normally get in a restaurant.
Okay, so a nice size salad with it. Well, that makes it simple, and that's something you could do ahead of time, too, and have leftovers, can't you?
Well, that's the thing. That I'm sorry, because I'm not used to menus, so recipes, bear with me. That was a servings for six.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There are six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I know everybody would like it, so if you want to do that, I'm just at the point where I'm starting in on the recipes now.
Yeah, and, you know, that was the thing that was kind of frightening for some people. Was, oh, well, what'll I eat? What'll I cook? And so I'm just so grateful that so many of you are sharing your recipes because, you know, we're eating a lot of raw still. We're eating a lot. Definitely have our salads, and I try to make sure that I get as many ingredients in our green salad as possible. And we've our green usually was romaine, and now we've mixed it about, half and half with spinach, and Larry is loving that. So I'm just so grateful that he's enjoying this program as much as he is. So I don't think he'll be changing. I don't think he'll be going back. He's very happy with his results and the way he feels and the energy. So good stuff. Anybody else have a recipe they want to share?
They probably need to take them off.
Oh, Monty. Monty, I just wish you were running.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Monty. I've got you all back on here. Did anybody else have a recipe they wanted to share?
I've got a question. This is Janice. I've been on the road, so I just got back on my home phone here. Did Star say that she was putting this together and going to send this out?
that recipe?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, Char?
Right. I was on mute, so if
you... So just send her the email? Ask her.
Yeah, you're on the list.
It was Janice, right?
Okay. Yep. I'm in the process of reading the book, and I remember Shara saying, I can hardly put it down. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, right. I love to read, but this technical book, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, right. Shara, I can hardly put it down.
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it's a very pretty easy read, and it confirms a lot of what I've felt and a little bit of reading, you know. But sure makes you want to do some changes.
Hi,
can I report you? Hello? Hi, this is Wave.
Remember, Grandma?
Okay, Wave, we can hardly
know you. You got to go back and walk.
Okay. Get
it better?
Go back and walk.
Okay,
come on. We've got some children in the background. Could we hit star six? I can hardly hear Wave. Are you there, Wave?
I'm just reporting my point. I got in about 2 minutes late on the phone, but I've been listening in. It was 10 yesterday, and I was wired right up to midnight. I have the best energy I have in the whole 2 weeks.
My goodness.
Yeah, good.
Well, that is great news. Okay, thank you, and another 10. Awesome. Bonnie, I can't thank you enough for sharing what you with your blood sugar, because I know that a lot of people have been asking, you know, what this is going to do. And another common question that I'm getting is about the calcium and us, you know, with the osteoporosis. Well, there is that also is covered on this in the study. So there is a lot, like Char was saying, she's going for the kale and those kinds of things. We just don't realize that we get that nutrition, the nutrients from our plant-based, and then we've got the wonderful calcium from Nican as well. So I don't think we need to worry. I'm not worried about it.
This is Marcia. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm questioning the omega-3 capsule. Is that still going to be included in what we're taking as far as supplements?
I am taking it.
Okay.
I am, too. The supplements, to me, don't count as the
they're food.
As eating the food.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, fish oil. Since this is only my second day and a half, I'm a little behind everybody, so I'm just trying
to... No, that's okay. People are coming in to hear things also at all times, so we don't mind repeating. It takes repeating to get it all down.
But after 2 days, Bruce, who's doing this, you know, as a silent partner, said he has slept better even after 1 day than he has in a long time, and last night this morning he said that again, so it was pretty interesting.
Yes. Monty.
Mary Lou, if people are really want to know, find out what kind of calcium, that kind of stuff, in the book, The Perfect Health, which Dennis Rogers and your husband Larry have been reading, there are some marvelous charts at the back of that, and which it talks like things like shows some of the ingredients for carbohydrates and calcium. But you know, when you really start looking around at things, look at grapes, and they've got 28.0% calcium. Apple has 11-some-odd percent calcium. So when you really start understanding plant-based foods and really the nutritional value that's there, and I also want to say at the same time, too, you know, that because of the soil and everything else, we're not really getting the nutrition that we need to out of it. But that's what I think one of the things that impressed me was realizing that what was in all this plant-based food was things that, you know, I thought maybe basically fiber. You know, it was just fiber. There was nutritional value there, yeah, A, B, C, so forth, and that sort of. But when he really started to look at the value in some of these charts, what is in these particular products, as far as what we're talking about calcium now, just literally really blew my mind. And that book really kind of, again, verified, again, that what a lot of people say is why we can get our protein, our calcium, and those things that over all the years that we have been programmed into our body to grow big and strong and healthy and have big muscle was animal protein, to to have all the, get the calcium we need to eat the cheeses and all that other sort of stuff, and eat that doggone, drink that doggone glass of milk. You got to have at least three glasses of milk or your teeth are all going to fall out of your head. You're going to get osteoporosis when you're 50 years of age. Well, this book is really, this new way of eating really explains to me that my body can get what its basic requirements are, and through supplementation, if I choose to do that, which I do, we're on the right track.
Absolutely.
You know, the name of that book again, please, Monty?
Yes, it's called Perfect Health, The Natural Way by a lady, by Mary Ann Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R, and it was recommended by Dennis Rogers, recommended, was reading it and recommended to Larry.
Perfect Health, The Natural Way.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I guess that's okay, Shar, isn't it?
Oh, of course, definitely. He's loved that book, and he's headed on to the China study now. So the other thing that it just made me think of what you were saying is that when you were talking about the grapes, because I've never thought of grapes for calcium at all. I didn't look at the chart as much as Denny did in the back of that book. But the variety, he keeps emphasizing just eat a big variety. And here's where I'm going to challenge you guys also. Try things you haven't normally liked or aren't high on your list, and try them different ways. Your taste buds are changing when you take the animal product out. I know they have to, because everybody that's done this and ventured out into some other areas and experimented have said exactly the same thing. Wouldn't you, Mary Lou?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to thank Monty for mentioning. I have not looked at that. Well, I've glanced at the thing. Larry has highlighted a lot of that book that, as he's been reading it. But, you know, I keep going to this page 230 as Monty is reminding us about all of that. And page 230 in our China study, where it shows again this chart of equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes being the plant-based foods, and then equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk being the animal-based foods. And you go down here, all of the things are higher, but the calcium in the plant-based is 545 per 500 calories of energy and 252 in animal-based. I mean, it's over double, isn't it? So we are getting what we need, and I agree. Try lots of different things, and don't get bored. And that's where my little salad thing came with. And I think I've topped out at about 12 or 13 ingredients in it. But we just love our salads. I didn't think I'd ever hear my husband rave about a salad, but I agree. I think his taste is changing. And food is tasting better to him than it ever has before. So here's a guy who always said, I don't like vegetables. And any of you that have been around Larry have heard him say it. He would go to dinner, don't give me vegetables, give me extra potatoes or, you know, something. Don't even put the vegetable on my plate, he used to say. I don't want it running into my food. It's been a complete turnaround. And why? Because he feels better. He feels so good. And it's just darling, because he started out doing this to support me because he knew how I was struggling and how hard it would be for us to be preparing two meals every time we sat down to eat, as we've done on programs that I've been on in the past. But he jumped in, and it didn't take him as long. He realized he was feeling better faster, and you can't turn him back now. So, anybody else? Great information today. Thank you, everybody that's been participating on today's call. Does anybody have any last minute?
I know you love eating salad, so I'll email you a cabbage refined chopped salad. You'll like it. So then you can pass it on to the girls.
Great.
So you guys, what are you doing on your dressing? I have a doctor that's doing a question, and he was asking, what are you doing on your dressing?
Okay, do we still have Lynn on the call? She's prepared. She's shared her best dressing with me. It's turned out to be my best. And I was putting too much vinegar. Are you there, Lynn?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Siaga dressing?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, it was 3 parts Siaga, 2 parts oil, 1 part balsamic vinegar. And I kind of like a little Dijon mustard in it, too.
Oh.
What was the parts on the balsamic vinegar again?
Three parts Siaga,
mm-hmm.
2 parts olive oil, 1 part balsamic vinegar.
Thank
and you can adjust it. If you like it vinegary, put more vinegar in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I was baking it. I had it backwards, the vinegar and the oil. it's very, very good. So
we have a 21 blonde fruit juice.
Okay, and then about how much did you say grapefruit, the Dijon mustard? You put about how much of that in? Just
whatever you like to taste.
Uh-huh.
You know, a squeeze of it. It depends on how much Siaga and stuff you're mixing up. Whether you're using, 3 tablespoons, 2 tablespoons, and 1 tablespoon, or you're
okay.
using, larger amounts.
Okay.
All right. A little. Teaspoon or so in and mix it up, taste it, see if you like it, and then put more or less.
Okay. Sounds delicious. Thank you. That's usually what I've been having. And I, balsamic vinegar, I've also been using some rice vinegar and some milder. So just lots of different choices here, everybody. So, Monty, thank you so much for reporting on your numbers, too, after having those potatoes and rice and stuff, because that's something a lot of people have been questioning, so it's great to hear that those numbers are not fluctuating all over the board and that you're amazed as well. So.
Yeah, and that's one of the benefits that I've had, of course, being a diabetic. I have a glucose monitoring machine so that I can, check certain things, but it's amazing.
All right. Okay, any last-minute questions or ahas?
Has there, the eat-for-bodies type real things? I'm guessing it's very much a misnomer. I've never quite agreed with it anyhow, but is anybody like a primarily a vegetarian that's changing now and they're finding good results?
Anybody who was a vegetarian?
No, I mean a meditarian.
That would if you go by that book, my husband is supposed to be able to eat all the meat he wants.
Okay.
And I was the opposite, and it's amazing because, as I said, we've been into this now for 6 weeks, and he's, he is feeling awesome. I mean, he won't be going back to meat. I just know it. He said there is not even a desire.
Awesome.
So I don't know if that's a big enough time to tell, but we did get our blood work done. We'll be getting it done, checked again in August and first part of August. So maybe that will tell us some more stuff. So
and
we
I'm
are
that same blood type, Mary Lou. So I'm the one that's supposed to have tons of meat, and Denny is not. But he has done incredibly well on this, so yeah. And the other ones that other people that can back this is Ornish. Dean Ornish has worked this way forever on this same program, and I never read any of his stuff. And another one is McDougall that Lynn and Ron used extensively. He has been on the strict animal diet for years. So there's lots of other people out there that have done this. I think the difference is, I know the difference is, with the China study, it gives all the background. And I'm enough analytical that that's what I needed to see to make that kind of a move before I ever considered doing it, because I was hearing enough from the other side, as we all have, being indoctrinated with the politics in the food industry, all areas of the food industry, livestock, dairy, all of that. So it's not like it's never been there. It's been there.
Nope.
It just hasn't been put together the way it is now.
Okay.
Right. So Great. Thanks. Thanks for asking the questions, because you know, we don't know exactly what information you guys are needing, but I highly encourage everybody to read that book, because
I could use some guidelines on snacks. I get kind of lost on snacks.
Mine have mainly been fruits or fresh vegetables. I think my fruits have probably been the most snacks I've been having, because someone said that, I think Kathleen said that, buy the fruit away from everything else, that you will do much better with the fruit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing.
I've been doing the same thing, and if it's something really tiny and quick, I'll use maybe a tablespoon of soy nuts total with 3 or 4 almonds if I want some of the nuts or seeds in instead of the fruit, you know, for something that's really, really small and quick. So.
And that satisfies you for a while?
Yeah, and sometimes it's when I start to work on something else for food, you know, and I just realize I'm really hungry.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll nibble on the raw veggies, too, at the same, you know,
right.
One or the other. Depends on whether I want a different taste or just what I'm working on, because I keep it real easy.
That's what I do, too, Char. I just take, like, broccoli, cauliflower, celery sticks and put them in some pie mag water. And put them in the refrigerator, and it keeps them nice and moist and everything else. And when I get the craving or want it's time for a snack, that's where I go. And I just utilize the raw also along with apples or oranges.
Very good. We've been actually buying fruits that I had never bought before either because of, Larry was reading some skin things in that book that Larry and Denny were reading, The Perfect Health, A Natural Way. And so we've picked up some extra fruits to have around here, and golly, just even a mixed fruit salad, you know, I can just grab a little bit of that for a snack. Absolutely delicious. Very, very satisfying, and of course, this time of the year is the best, so.
Especially in Michigan.
Really?
Especially in Michigan. Yeah, we don't have the California oranges and all this other kind of stuff, but we have so much, you know, fruits and vegetables up here that's just almost natural.
Uh-huh.
We have, you know, strawberries, raspberries, you know, straight soon they'll be, or if they aren't already, it's the cherries and blueberries and...
Right.
I just take and get them from the farmers and from my neighbors and freeze them and use them all winter long.
Great. That's it. And we've got a farmer's market that's open here every weekend for the local growers, so I'll be down there paying because I do not have room to have a garden and didn't get one started. My son didn't want to get one going at his place yet this year, so I'll be shopping at the farmer's market, and it's a great place to be talking to people as well. Mm-hmm. So... with that, we've gone way over time. I want to thank everybody for participating on the call today, and I want to thank the Active City Pilot Group for their time and their commitment to this program, because it's helping all of us. And second, thanks to all of our guests that are here today and for your great questions. So if you have any more questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. And we want you to all have a wonderful day, and please join us again, okay? So everybody have a great day. We've got a very exciting NECAN month here that we're going to be wrapping up in the next 9-10 days. So let's all get out there and talk to lots and lots of people. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.